a raise of the hand, grunts for attention, a promise to be brief. Last night's Democratic presidential candidate debate was as close as we can get to a taste of the British Parliament, mixed with something like a Soul Train line. Many people, much noise, my chance to show my moves. One of those fashionable steps for the Democrats is emphasis on the environment, on the responsibility of industries affecting our planet, on climate change. Louisiana, of course, has a complicated relationship with climate and business. The quintessential example of this is the Labor Day Festival in Morgan City, the Shrimp and Petroleum Festival. Our seafood bounty and our oil and gas rigs, or maybe to put it slightly differently, our receding coastline and our oil and gas leaks. Welcome to Louisiana. As Catholics, though, this is a place of communication with the Democrat Party. We are responsible, have a stewardship of the earth. Our church-proposed economic theory doesn't envision natural resources as something to be dominated for the sake of profit margin. How can we support responsible, sustaining public policy? In a two-party system, this can often be hard. I think it begins with, how can I support responsible, sustaining practice in my own life, looking at the world a little differently? I say all this because even 14 years removed, we still get Jesus bringing us back to 2005 every hurricane season. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house. Draw your own conclusion. House on rock versus house on sand today. House on the sliver on the river versus house in the middle of the bowl, to put it in New Orleans terminology. Jesus, of course, isn't making an environmental charge in our gospel this morning, but an image of faith. And after many storms and many years, by God's grace, we're still here, still praying, still securing the structure, still offering our devotion to Our Lady of Prompt Succor every Mass. But our response to challenges in our environment can help us set up a more complete faith response in our lives, not sectioning this portion off, needing sacrifice in all places. May we be more committed this morning to building on rock, building on God, in all ways, in all places.